introduce our Superintendent Contreras. Please join us.
Superintendent Sharon Contreras must have welcomed the applause at Ed Smith Elementary just hours after hearing her job performance raked over the coals at a school board meeting. But she was able to celebrate the Say Yes Young Authors Program, publishing three books all written by students.
Through this project, there have now been 16 books published, including two bilingual Spanish-English books, with nearly 300 Syracuse City School District students taking part.
On the day of giving, I give my love to thee above. Even though we're fatigued, we are pleased with what we are about to receive.
We are the dancers, always dancing, always moving, pushing hard beyond our limits. We are the dancers, always comparing, always pushing, jumping, leaping, desperately.
Isabel Chaperone and Cami Nash were among the middle school writers who are now published authors. Macy Missigman was another of the authors.
I thought it was a really cool idea, but I didn't realize how far it would go, and it's an amazing process of what happened.
She says the illustrations for the books by Syracuse University students really enhanced their stories and poetry. The extracurricular writing program, supported by a National Grid Foundation grant, is certainly something that works in participating schools. It contrasted against this week's no-confidence vote against Contreras. But Mayor Stephanie Miner is ready to mediate between the superintendent and the teachers.
I think that it will test our level of commitment and our focus on what is important. And I believe that we'll all be focused on the important thing, which is moving forward and solving the problems.
Miner says Contreras and the teachers are under tremendous pressure on school performance, discipline issues, implementing Common Core, and an attorney general investigation. Today's focus on students achieving and excelling was a welcome relief. Chris Bolt, WAER News.